things to do. Hey boys, can the girls talk too? Hey everybody, this is Patty Murin, and you are listening to the inaugural edition of Literally Patty Murin, the podcast. I was asked to do a podcast after I wrote a bunch of blogs recapping The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, a couple of things from Up at Goodspeed while I was doing Holiday Inn, and I have my own blog, Literally Patty Murin, which is on WordPress, and so I said, sure, why not? I like to talk and have no feedback whatsoever. I'm literally sitting in my own bedroom right now talking to people who are not actually listening yet. But lucky for me, I have a very, 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 very special first guest. One of my best friends in the world has agreed to help me through this first guy, Mr. Andrew Rannells. We have him here. Hi, Andrew.
Well, hello.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm just having some coffee, Patty.
So am I.
Get out. It's like we're together, but we're thousands of miles apart.
We are. Modern technology is amazing, and I don't understand it whatsoever.
I don't know how we're even doing this right now.
I don't either.
I'm glad no one can see me. Although I just want you to know that for your inaugural broadcast, I am wearing a Hamilton sweatshirt that was a gift to the cast that says King's College Drama Department.
That's really weird because I'm actually wearing the t-shirt I bought when I went to the show, the Hamilton and the Jefferson and Madison, Washington and Burr. Yeah. Yep. I'm wearing that.
Well, I'm glad that we both have our Broadway apparel on.
We do.
Even though it doesn't matter. I mean, I should have said that I was wearing like a cat's shirt or something.
That would be impressive.
A cat's show jacket.
Just a varsity jacket with cats.
I got it at the Broadway flea market.
The Broadway flea market for $47.
Oh, Patty, this is so exciting. Thank you for having me.
Oh my gosh, thank you for being here. I obviously picked you because you're A, super interesting, B, really funny, and 3, I knew that we could actually talk to each other for like a half an hour without any sort of real problems.
You've done it many a times.
Many a times. Usually not, I guess over coffee. Usually it's over rosé, but that's okay.
That's true. It's a little early for that, although we can try.
We could, okay, so let's get all of our listeners caught up to speed here. Andrew and I have been friends since a sensible 2009. We met down at the Dallas Theater Center doing a production of a show called Give It Up! ! That eventually became Liz Estrada Jones on Broadway.
Very true. Very true.
We played opposite each other. Yeah.
We did. I remember because you had already done readings of Give It Up, a.k.a. Liz Estrada Jones, and I came to see one.
Right.
And I remember hearing you sing for the first time and was so incredibly blown away. And I was like, I don't understand how that sound is coming out of that tiny little body. It was really, I was like, that girl is one of the most talented people I've ever seen. And then here we got to do a whole musical together out of town.
It was pretty awesome. We took Dallas by storm. We went to the Korean spa, and we went out to dinners, and we had a Super Bowl party. We had a toga party where we made our own togas. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we did that, too. Yeah, we really, really did it up. We did Dallas right.
It was pretty – Patty and Andy do Dallas. Nope, that doesn't have the same ring. You can cut that one out. But we were definitely, it was definitely a first sort of love at first sight. And we had a really great time together. And I think that's the last show we've ever done together, right?
In my mind, we're going to do lots of shows together. So
yeah.
I hope that's the case.
Yeah, for sure. So you are right now, you're in LA, but you are coming back to New York very, very soon, within the next couple of weeks. Tell me about that. What's going on in your life in the next, 6 to 12 months?
Well, I come back to New York, as you said, in a couple weeks. We start filming our 6th and final season of Girls at the end of this month, which is pretty crazy. So we'll get into that, and that takes me through the summer generally. And then in mid-August, I start rehearsals for the revival of Falsettos on Broadway, directed by the great James Lapine. So I'm super, super excited about that. And it's nice to know that I'm going to be, as you know, like a lot of the year, I sort of spend kind of traveling back and forth without sometimes much of a plan.
It's very nice
to know that like this is what the next 9 months look like. And I'm so excited to get to be back on Broadway.
Yeah, I know a lot of people are very excited to see you back on Broadway. So you start rehearsals in August, and when does the show open and preview and close and all that? What's the schedule?
Well, I wish I could give you specific dates. This is what I can say to you. We begin previews in mid-September. We open mid-October, and then the show is actually it's a limited run through Lincoln Center, so we close in mid-January.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's not a ton of time, but I'm super super excited about it. It's a show that's not ever been revived, and it's not really done that often, actually. So I'm really excited that we get to take a whack at it because it's a very special show, I think, to a lot of people. Certainly to me, it was one of those that I discovered, through watching the Tony Awards as a kid, and then just got to know it from the recording and stuff, and I just was completely blown away by it and very, very deeply affected by it. And it was one of those shows that, you see as a kid and you're like, oh, I want to do this. I think I want to pursue this as a career. Did you watch the Tonys growing up? Like, ever was that like a
Oh
for you?
I did, but I guess, well, because I also grew up, I grew up an hour and 10 minutes away from New York City, so I grew up going into the city and seeing Broadway shows. So I actually think that I started maybe like high school watching the Tonys, because it wasn't, that wasn't the only like thing that I could really sort of watch all year that like was theater, I had my parents were really, because we were so close, they were really, really good. My grandmothers were both very good about taking me and my siblings to Broadway shows. So I remember, I'm going to say probably like high school when I started like realizing that that's what I wanted to do and that was actually a viable option. That's sort of when I started.
What was your, can I ask you a question? What was your first
Yes.
Broadway show that you saw?
My first that I saw, do you want to know what it was?
I sure, yes, I do.
It was Cats.
Oh my God. Good for you, kiddo.
So I
Good
think
for
I'm like
you.
one of like I mean it's, it sort of feels really good because it's like I am that cliche. Like I'm like I saw Cats and I loved it. Like Rum
I
Tum Tugger stuck his junk in my grandma's face. Like that's me.
That's hilarious. Do you know, I mean,
So yeah, I'm excited about this Cats reboot.
you can we can call this section Broadway Confessions. I've never seen Cats.
Well, obviously that's the show we're going to see together in the fall.
I know. I
Andrew
know. We
and I go and see shows every year. We have sort of a long-standing, well, only a couple of years, but it seems like a long-standing tradition. We saw Kinky Boots together. We saw Pippin together. We saw, oh, Natasha Pierre when it was off Broadway. We saw that twice in 3 days together.
I know.
And yeah, and
Brutal.
so this spring, what are we going to see this spring? We're going to go for Waitress, right? Is that
Waitress for sure. I feel like we should also
American Psycho?
see Psycho. Yes. There's a lot of things. I want to see Long Day's Journey and Tonight. I want to see Jessica Lange kill that part. What else would be fun? The Crucible. I want to see Saoirse Ronan
Oh,
do that. So good. There's so many things. So many
there's
things.
so many things. Yes. We'll go see Cats this fall. That's a thing. I mean, honestly, I actually saw it twice when I was younger. I saw it when I was probably about 5 or 6, and then my 6th grade class took a field trip to go see Cats, and I was like that like annoying kid that I was like, I've seen this, it's so good, you guys. Like I was already that person at the age of 11.
Leaning over, like,
So
wait for it, you guys. Here it comes.
yeah, I've always been like the theater nerd that knows just a little bit more than you. So it's gonna be interesting to see it through an adult's eyes though, because again, another confession. When I listen to some of the songs, I'm like, what the hell's a Jellicle ball?
I
What's a
know.
gel? What is? What's happening? I
I
didn't even
don't.
realize. Spoiler alert! If you've never, well, you've never. I've already ruined this for you. But if you've never seen Cats, maybe don't listen. I didn't realize that the Heaviside layer meant that they're dead.
Oh yeah. No, I just okay, so I just read this book. Wait for it. It's called Razzle Dazzle, written by Michael Riedel.
Yes.
And it's really contrary to, what Michael Riedel normally writes, this is more of sort of like a historical book about Times Square and sort of like the revamp of Times Square and how Broadway was really integral to the cleanup of New York City. And
Okay.
it's very, very interesting. But there's a whole section in it about cats and how like no one really knew what the hell was happening, but kids really dug it. So parents were like, I guess we're going to see Cats. But yeah, people just really got on board even though they didn't know what was happening. But they were super excited.
Yeah. That's the 80s, right? Isn't that sort of just generally the
Yeah, sort of
signs of
like
times?
the creation of like the mega power musical,
Yeah,
the
right.
phantoms and the mists and them. Yeah. Oh
Right,
geez.
total.
Patty, we've seen it all.
Oh my God, I know. Oh man, that was. I guess I could venture to say that my first Broadway show was just about 30 years ago, which is
There you
aging
go.
myself. Maybe we should cut that out. I'm auditioning for some really, really, really young parts.
My first, yeah, you could just be like, my first Broadway show was, what would be a good one for you? Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins. My first Broadway show was the second Les Mis revival, the first Les Mis revival. How about
There you
that?
go. I
Yeah,
really
there
look up to Nikki James.
it is. Terrible. Awful. So, okay, so Falsettos is a limited run. Have
Yes.
you ever done a limited run before on
No,
Broadway? Like on
I have not. And I mean, I suppose that you could say that my Hamilton experience this year was a limited run because I
That
knew
was
that it was 5 weeks. And I guess my
Hedwig.
Hedwig experience also limited because that was only 2 months. So kind of, yeah, but I've been super fortunate in that the shows that I've been a part of have mostly been like good long runs.
That's kind of it's kind of nice though, like, you know, as actors, when you go into it's sort of like when TV actors go and they make a pilot and the pilot gets picked up and then all of a sudden their pilot's a hit and they're like, oh, okay, I'm gonna be in this for the next 7 years of my life. And like, as amazing as that is, it's also like the flip side of the coin of like, okay, now this is what I do.
Yep.
So I feel like a limited run would be kind of nice because you get to start and finish with everybody and you're like, okay, I'm gonna be on Broadway. I'm gonna do all the super fun stuff. Like, oh gosh, I hope you guys get a cast album. Like, you get to like do
Yeah.
some talk shows and like, you know, do some like fun things and opening nights and stuff. But then that's it. It's you're not limited to
Well,
not limited, but.
it certainly takes the pressure off of, the pressure of a commercial run where you have to like
Right.
be worried about box office and selling tickets and
Award season. Yeah. Yeah.
So it does take some of that pressure off and just lets us focus on doing the show and telling that story. I just remembered something that I can't believe that I forgot, that
What?
on that May 3rd, Patina Miller and I'm not sure when this is going to air, but we're announcing the Tony nominations.
That's so exciting.
Know I
That's
act
really
like I won
exciting.
a Tony when they asked me. I
Are
was
you nervous about that? Like, are you nervous about
Patty, I'm terrified. I'm
like
so
pronouncing
terrified.
people's names correctly and like.
Well, that and like, what if I just lose my mind? Like, what if that's the moment that I lose my mind on live television? I'm like, me, give it to me. Like, what if I'm like, you get a Tony, Patina, and I get a Tony? Like, what if I just start shouting?
Well, Patina already has a Tony, so, you know,
That's
at
true.
least pick someone who's, you know, new to the game.
Patty, what if I just like Patty Murin for drinking at my house?
I win. I
What's
win.
that?
I think I
What's
win.
that show?
Has that ever happened before in like the history? Like, I know that crazy things happen on like, you know, like award shows and like people make weird acceptance speeches and all that stuff, but like on something like this, I feel like that's never. That's like something that happens on like Scandal or like
Totally.
Smash, you know? Like that's a Smash storyline.
Totally. Well, there's Smash season 3. That's what would have happened. Well, what Steve Harvey just did it with Miss Universe, right?
Oh my God, you're
Found the
right.
wrong
You're
girl.
right.
At least
Yeah.
I don't have to. I'm not reading the winners. I'm just reading the nominees. So like,
Do you get
go
to see
beat
them
them.
beforehand so that you can practice?
I don't know. I don't think so. I should ask Jonathan Groff because he did it a couple years ago. I don't know. I think you have to just read it cold. I think they give you those envelopes or something, and you just like do it.
That's terrifying. That's terrifying.
I know. I
Like
need to
you
start
know
practicing.
everybody's name.
I know. And I don't. I also don't know. And I should know this. Exactly how many we're reading, because it's not like they read every nominee in that thing.
Right.
So I need to find out who it is exactly. But I mean, I'm terribly excited and I'm very honored that they asked, but I am scared.
And do you know what time and what channel and you know
It's
is
on CBS. It'll be live on CBS and it's I believe at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So it's not that bad. It's not, I
Okay.
mean,
Right. I
it's
just wrote that down. I'm not sure why I'm writing that down. Like I'm like taking notes on this. So far I've written down Falsettos, Hamilton, and CBS 8 a.m.
CBS 8 a.m.
I'm really good at this. It's
Gonna be
gonna
great. It's gonna be great.
be awesome.
No, but I'm very excited about that. And
That'll be very fun. Do you are you going to the Tonys this year? You don't know yet.
I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I'm on this coming Tuesday, April 19th. I'm a guest on the James Corden show, so I'm gonna try to just wrangle an invite through James
Yeah.
Corden on national television.
Yeah, you should totally do
He can't
that.
say no to me, right?
No,
So I'm like,
not on
James,
national television.
let's do a number on the Tonys. He's not going to be like, no.
Okay. Yeah, right.
I should just put him on the spot, right?
Yeah, probably. Like, don't you do, like, a practice interview and then, like, just later that? That's another thing where it's like you could just do whatever. You just lose your mind.
I know. It's really terrifying. It's really terrifying. But, no, I'm so excited. I remember meeting him once very, very briefly when I was doing the Book of Mormon, and he was doing One Man, Two Governors, which he was so good in. But that's the only time I've met him, and it was so quick. So I'm excited to see him again. And he, you know, he's so funny, and that show is so great, and his carpool karaoke thing. And
oh my God.
Maybe now that he's doing that, he's going to do that as a, I believe it's official that he's doing it as a full show. It's going to be like a separate show.
That's
like carpool karaoke.
Awesome.
Maybe we can get him to do a Broadway edition for the Tonys.
Oh, I feel like that's something that you should definitely work on, because that's awesome. That would be amazing.
Yeah. That'd be good.
I feel like Broadway, because, you know, because of Hamilton.
Yeah.
I picked up my Entertainment Weekly this week, and there's, like, normally, you know, like, once a month, once every, like, 6 weeks, they do, in the back in their reviews section, they always have movies, TV, books, and every 4 to 6 weeks, they have a theater section where they kind of just do, like, a real quick recap of, like, all the little reviews on shows, maybe, like, one-page feature on something a little bit more mainstream. But this week, they had, like, 3 or 4 pages, and I was like, this is because of Hamilton. It was, like, you know, the whole, like, they had a whole interview with Laura Benanti and Jane Krakowski, If She Loves Me. They had a whole little sidebar on Tuck Everlasting, which is another Broadway show that is in previews right now.
Yeah.
Books co-written by our good friend Tim Federle. And then they had reviews, a whole feature on The Crucible. It was really exciting. And
I was like,
this is because of Hamilton. And then, of course, they had a page on the Hamilton, the Hamilton book, which I also bought yesterday.
Well, it's also it's a pretty huge season. I mean, you know, there's some,
yeah.
Everyone always says that, like, oh, it's a big season. But this one in particular,
yeah.
So many shows that are opening and so many sort of folks that are rather new to Broadway doing shows there. So
right.
It's a lot of lot of attention.
Right. It's like with, you know, between like Bright Star with Steve Martin, Edie Brickell, and Waitress with Sarah Burrell. I mean, that has such a huge built-in audience for it, because
absolutely.
She's amazing, and pair her with Jesse Mueller, and it's like literally you cannot stop them.
I'm so excited to see that. It's a big season.
It is American Psycho. I mean, I feel like the Dude Bros are going to Broadway. Like, they're like, you know, if they can't get tickets to Hamilton, they're like, American Psycho. Like, I love that movie, you know, Christian Bale, because that's how Dude Bros sound, just like that. And I think that there's a lot out there. I have to admit, I have not been in town very much, so I haven't seen a lot of things yet. But I feel like that's what May is for, right?
Absolutely.
That's what May is for. Yeah.
We have a whole month before the Tonys to sort of see things. Well, you know what Cynthia Urbino from The Color Purple, I saw The Color Purple a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Man, oh man, is that a performance that should catch, because that is something special, my friend.
Yeah.
That is some singing like you've never heard singing before. It's really crazy.
Okay. I have to admit, another Broadway confession. I didn't see The Last Color Purple. I've never read the book. I've never seen the movie. I don't even know what Color Purple is about. I know. It just means that I have so much trouble. I know. And it's one of those things that I'm like, oh, Color Purple. Yeah, totally. Like, I know that it's really amazing and just world changing in every form of it. I just don't know.
You just don't know it.
Why?
Well, I don't know. Now that you've said that, I don't know if I should tell you if you should watch the movie before. I don't know. Maybe take a poll. I feel like.
Okay. I'll do a Twitter poll.
I feel like you should just go for it. To see the show. You should definitely see the movie. And the book is so good. Like, it's all ridiculous.
Oh, how am I going to do it?
I'll go back and I'll see it with you. You know I like a repeat show. I like to repeat.
You do, yes. It's true.
I don't mind it.
It's true.
I mean, as you mentioned before, we saw Natasha Pierre twice in a week.
Yeah. But I think it was 3 days, because we saw it 2 days before it was closing. And then we were like, we have to bring our friends back. And we did.
I know. And it was that technically, what I don't know if it was their closing night, but it was like the night before they closed or something.
Right.
So we had to get in there. Yeah.
Yeah. We had to eat those pierogies downtown in the tent.
Oh, my God. You brought Colin.
Mm-hmm. And you brought John Benjamin Hickey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we just cried and cried.
So much. Oh, my God. Do you remember how much we cried? That's another thing that Andrew and I do at shows. We cry.
Even if it's a comedy.
Even if it's a comedy.
Well, I'm excited to get back so we can start our viewing together.
Do you know what else happens at the end of May? Monday, May 23rd?
What?
The Bachelorette premieres.
What? Already?
Yes, it's they figured out this formula where they literally start The Bachelor like the first week of a new year, and then they have like a couple of months off while they film The Bachelorette, and then they air it, and then they have like 5 minutes off, and then they have the 4 or 6 weeks of Bachelor in Paradise. And then for four months, like September to December, we're dark. It's sort of like, that's like
We're
they're
dark.
dark.
Wait, who?
So
I don't even know who is the Bachelorette.
oh my God, this is like me telling you that I don't know what the color purple is about.
Sorry.
It's JoJo. So
Oh, it's
she was,
JoJo. Sure. Yeah, she
yeah.
was
So
the
she's not the
runner-up.
23-year-old. She's like the 25-year-old.
JoJo. Wait, and help me out. Was JoJo the one whose mother swilled from the champagne bottle?
Yep. So
Yep.
we
All
like
right.
her.
They
Yeah.
really picked a good one.
They did. She's brothers didn't were very protective.
Super dupes aggressive. Yeah, really overly protective of their sister. I don't know. It seemed
Yes, they were.
strange. But now somebody told me, maybe you can clear this up for me, that one of the brothers was on like another dating show.
I think I told you that. Yes,
Yeah.
he was on a show. It was Eva Longoria's show, reality dating show on NBC called Ready for Love. And this was in like
Nice.
2013. So, yeah, so when, for those of you listening who don't watch The Bachelor, which is crazy, basically at this hometown date, when JoJo, who was a contestant on The Bachelor, she brought Ben the Bachelor home to meet her family. And she had two brothers who were like oddly protective of her and like a little bit more than protective. Like you kind of felt like they kept her locked in a basement.
Yeah, it was like she didn't have a mind of her own.
Yeah, something a little weird. But one of these two brothers, it came out, that night that he actually had participated in a reality show, this one in 2013. And I think he had gone home engaged to somebody and it didn't work out. But of course, on ABC on The Bachelor, they don't tell you that.
No.
So it'll be interesting to see now that she is the Bachelorette, what her hometown dates are like and what her brothers are going to act like when she brings some guys home to meet them.
Do you suppose this is all just part of an elaborate plan that the brothers knew, like, we should really step this up and, like, create some drama here for little sis?
Maybe because then I can't think of a single.
Certainly terrifying to watch them, like, yell at the bachelor.
And also then that would make her less prone. Him less prone to pick her so that
Yeah.
she'd have a better chance at being the bachelorette.
You really want to be the one in control. You don't want to be. I mean, if you were to be on a show, I know you're married, but like you would want to be the bachelorette. You would
Oh, yeah,
want.
I'd want to get down to the. Because, I mean, like, here, I mean, that's the craziest thing about this whole, everyone. The main thing is like, how could he be in love with this many girls? How could he not choose? Like, shouldn't he know who his, like, future wife is? But then it's like, how are this many girls this in love with this one guy,
It's so
one
strange.
person? Yeah, that's
It's
my
really
question.
strange.
And it's competition.
Do you remember when we were watching with Colin before you got married? And I was like, Patty, you should totally be on this. In front of her fiance, I was trying to get Patty to be the bachelorette. And you were like, I don't know, should I? And we were having a real conversation, and Colin was like, what the hell?
Like, you guys, I'm literally, we were like, oh, hi, just kidding.
Oh,
Oh,
sorry. Colin, this is just for TV, though. It's not real.
but I do remember when Colin and I first started dating, like literally first started dating, like no one knew about it yet. My mom called me, and I had just gotten out of a relationship like 4 months earlier. My mom called me and she was like, Patty, she was like, today they're having an open casting call for, The Bachelor. At ABC, and ABC happens to be like, oh my gosh, not even half a mile away from my apartment in New York. And I was like, oh, I was like, what do I do? Because I could totally go. And then I was like, oh, but I'm kind of like dating this guy. Like, what am I? Oh, and I was like, but The Bachelor, I'm always, should I do that? And I was like, no, I don't feel like doing my hair. I'll just, whatever. And then I ended up marrying Colin. And The Bachelor that year was Juan Pablo, whatever his last name is, the one who famously everybody loved until all of a sudden he made disparaging remarks about gay people. So that's
Yes,
good.
that's true.
That was literally fate being like, don't do it.
Don't do it. That was not a good year either, as I recall.
No, because that came out like a third of the way through the season and you were like, so I'm just gonna like literally hate watch this guy. Yeah,
Yeah,
it was not awesome.
that's yeah.
Yeah, he
Great.
basically like what is the what's the kidnapping thing
Stockholm
where you
syndrome.
call him? Yes. Yep. He's Stockholm syndrome, those girls, for sure.
Well, you have to sort of lose your mind a little bit. I suppose, like, I've always equated it to, like, when people say, like, how can they all be in love? Like, how is that possible? But, like, if you've ever been on tour with the show or gone out of town with the show, single person, and you're like, well, I
I
guess
mean,
I'm dating
that
four
happens.
people right now. Yeah, it's really possible.
Oh my God. Thinking back to the first time I went on tour with a show, it was Beauty and the Beast. And oh my goodness, just the amount of boys that I kissed on that. And they were all traveling with.
Yeah.
And I was like,
Oh, yeah.
how did I get away with that? Like, did no, like, what, how? I don't know.
Doesn't
I don't
matter.
know. Doesn't
Yeah.
matter.
Well, we were on. You're on the road. It doesn't
Yeah,
count.
it's that's just it. That's just it. Yeah, it's
This
true.
is how rock stars get into trouble.
Yeah, because there's one in every city.
Right?
You look good for Dayton. You look Tampa. Yeah.
You want to exactly. You want to be my Columbus boyfriend?
It's like sailors, my Columbus boyfriend.
Terrible.
No, but then it's also like I also think it's sort of like when you go in for like, well, I mean, I'm sure this is from your past when you would go in for shows and you'd be like, I don't really know if I want this, and you're like, and you get a call back and you're like, I guess, and you like try to convince yourself that you like really want to do it, and then by the end of the final call back, you're like, I really want to do this, I really want to do this show, and it's like devastating, and then when you don't get it, you're like, I didn't even want it, but you're still like crushed anyway. That's
I
also
was
sort of like how I equate that.
just thinking about this the other day because I remembered Bye Bye Birdie was on some station on TV, and I had like a real, it was the Sincere number where Conrad Birdie's
Oh
like singing
yeah.
around. And there was a revival of Bye Bye Birdie, the Roundabout did, and I think like, I don't know, 2009 maybe or 2008
Mom,
with
yeah.
John Stamos. I had a ton of callbacks for, and the final callback, I just like, I didn't even remember. I sort of blocked it out because I was like, "Bye, bye, birdie." I don't know, but then like you said, like you keep having callbacks and you keep like then you are super invested
Right,
all of a
right, right,
sudden. And
right.
the final callback was me and Ben Walker, who I didn't really know at the time,
Right.
but we
Who's
had to
that?
like
No, just kidding.
it was a terrible. They made us like dance next to each other, and like we did the scenes. Like
Oh,
I was
wow.
still in the room when he was doing scenes, and it was just terrible. And then neither one of us got it. It was the craziest thing. But I remember like finding out that night they were like, they're gonna offer it to somebody in Los Angeles. And I like, and the next time I saw Ben Walker, it was like we were bonded forever because I was like,
Right.
what the hell? We
Oh
just
my
went through hell to get this. And then neither one of us got it. The end.
Wow.
It's a really
That's
dramatic
yeah,
story.
that's something that like, I feel like the people who are not actors who love theater don't really know is that it's not a matter of like audition, call back, someone gets the part. These things
No.
can go on for freaking
Oh my God.
months. Months. And then, like you said, many times nobody ends up getting the part.
No. I mean, the kid that got it was this, he was an actor named Nolan Funk. I will always remember his
Yes.
name. So he got it, but he wasn't anywhere. Like, you know, we were auditioning for, I mean, I want to say it was like 2 or 3 months we kept having these auditions. Yeah. And you just like, ugh. And you really do go from like, I don't know, I don't want to do this, to them being like, if I don't get this job,
Yeah.
I commit murder. Yeah.
Because throughout this whole thing, you're when you get like the dates, so you get sent an email or something, being like, you have this audition, these are the dates, this is the start date, this is where it is. So you sort of look at it and you're like, okay, I'm available, great. And then as you start to go through the audition process, especially if you get a call back, you're like, okay, now you sort of have to like half think about what would happen if you were to get that part. Like
Oh, yeah.
what you have to miss in your personal life, where you have to travel, if you have to travel, what it's going to mean for other little projects that you've already committed to. So then by the time you go into like whatever you think is like the final callback or the millions of final callbacks, you are already living this alternate life that doesn't exist yet.
True. Well, and if you're like me, you've already written your acceptance speech for the award you're going to win.
I have to, yeah, I know Broadway Confessions, but yeah, in the shower, that's where I write my
Yeah,
best
and
acceptance
you're like,
speeches.
well, when I win this Oscar, weirdly for a Broadway show,
I get my EGOT all in one shot,
they're
which
gonna,
is
yeah, they make the
impossible.
movie then. You just jump way ahead, way ahead.
Yeah, and then they're just like, oh, they're going another way. And you're like, oh, I'm too old. Okay, great. Thank
Yeah,
you.
say that.
Yeah.
Oh, worst.
I'm not too old for anything.
Just the
Anything.
worst. Speaking of, do you think I could still be Tulsa and Gypsy if Barbra Streisand is playing Mama Rose?
Yeah, for sure,
You think I
right?
could still do that?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really dance, so I feel like that might be the thing that trips me up.
Well, but like that, you have a
There
lot
is a
of
dance
like,
number.
yeah, but you've got like those faces that you do that I feel like could
Like tap
really sort of,
faces.
yeah, like, you know, you, it's like no one will look at your legs if like they're just looking at you.
Maybe.
You're just having so much fun. You know, like you can act the dance, I
Or maybe
think.
they should just get like Tony Yazbek back to do it or something.
He already did it.
He's so
He
that's true.
really was good. I know. He really, that was pretty spectacular.
He's fantastic.
I don't know. I mean, I think you can do anything, Andrew.
Oh. Will you
Yeah,
be in my backyard production? We'll just do it.
obviously.
We'll
We
just
could
do
do
it.
a water ballet in your pool.
Oh yeah. We could do that
Yeah.
and hold that. We've covered so much Broadway ground
I know.
and Bachelor.
Oh,
Has
I
there ever
know.
been a what?
What?
I
No,
was
you
gonna
go.
say, has there ever been a contestant? I know there was a Rockette, but has there ever been anyone from Broadway?
There was a cruise ship singer, Carly Ann Waddell. I think it was Carly Waddell.
You really pulled that
One of
name up.
Mrs. Brecht. That was actually scary even for me. That was freaky.
That's real good.
Not like someone that lives in New York and does New York theater and stuff, which I can't believe that I actually don't really know people who have done the show
Right.
because they've done so many freaking seasons, right?
That is surprising. It seems like we should know somebody at this point.
But now it's getting to the point where they're all like 10 years younger than us. You know what I
I,
mean?
yeah.
And even more sometimes. So I'm like, well, of
That's
course I don't
true.
know those people. I would love to see Hailee Patchoune on the show. I would think
Oh my
she
God.
would be fantastic.
Hailee Patchoune would be incredible on The
I think.
Bachelor.
Yeah. Yep. I think she would be awesome because she's just fun and she doesn't get her, let herself get wrapped up in the drama. And she could also probably, I bet she would play the game really well that she'd get kicked off. Like maybe she'd be like third runner up and then she'd be the next Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Or at least get like a free vacation out of Bachelor in Paradise, you know?
Should we? Yeah, we should probably start like a campaign for that.
I like that.
Hailee Patchoune on The
Yeah,
Bachelor.
like June. Yep, for the Bachelor. Yeah.
See that. I also think it would be funny just to have Laura Benanti in the house, not to actually
Like a
compete,
house mom.
but just to like walk around and be like, what's up, girls? Like there's a glass of Chardonnay.
Like she's that like contestant that like you're like, wait, are you going on dates? Are you
Yeah, and
just
it'd be like, Laura,
hanging?
would you accept this rose? And she'd be like, I guess.
Yeah,
Like I
sure.
would like to see her do that.
Right. That would be amazing. Yeah, or she could be like they're like the older sister of the group, you know?
Their mentor.
Yeah. I mean,
You would be, I mean, or should you just be the bachelor coach? Maybe that's what you should do.
oh,
Just
I
go
mean,
in there and be the
that
bachelor coach and be like, ladies, you need to pull it together. You could like cut them off from drinking. You'd be like, you need to take a ibuprofen, shake it off, Whitney.
stop with the whiskey. Switch
Yeah.
to wine. Bud Light. I drink at the
Why don't
same
you have some
time.
water then?
You need to stop tanning. Sarah R.
Sarah R, can I talk to you for a second?
Did you in that house? I mean, I knew this, but I read it very recently. Like again, it like confirmed this for me. They literally have nothing to do except drink, eat, suntan, and like work out. That's
Yeah,
all.
good.
They don't have books. They don't have internet. They don't have phones unless they have kids, and then they like allow that. They're like, here are your phone privileges for today, and that's it.
But they don't get to read books. They can't like take a book with them.
I mean, I guess. I don't know. What was that whole on this last season, the Olivia who was like, I like to read books. I like to like she said it like she didn't have any books to read. So that made me think that maybe they couldn't. Oh, also because they only get two suitcases for 9 weeks. So like, what are you gonna put in there? Your silver
Wow,
and
that's
gold
true.
heels or your silver heels and a book?
Yeah, that's true.
Priorities.
That's true. I'm surprised more people don't have sex with the crew, quite frankly.
Yeah, I mean, why? Like, it's like, why not? You know what I want? What I really have always wanted is I want. I'm not. I remember I used to hear a lot of these contestants on these shows. At least as it got a little further along, they don't actually get to go home right away. I don't know how true that
Oh,
is anymore, but yeah,
yeah.
I wanted like a spin-off show or like an after-hours show about the house that they all go to after they've been rejected
Oh
and
my
they're
God.
just, yeah,
Well,
like sitting and
yeah.
drinking more.
I think they do that on a lot of those competition shows because I remember there was a contestant on Project Runway who did, I can't remember his name, please forgive me, but he did a show at Ars Nova years ago and he sort of like explained the process And that was part of it, is that you still get like you're sequestered for the duration of that shoot, and you like have to go to mood with everyone, and you have to like still like traipse around. Seems miserable.
Oh man, yeah. And I guess if you're quitting your job though, like at least you're not quitting your job for like 3 days of
Yeah.
something. It's like, well, at least I got 9 weeks to like drink for free. That
Oh my
sucks.
God.
That sounds terrible, actually.
Well, yeah, in
Nine
a
weeks.
weird like Holiday Inn or something. Like, wouldn't
Oh
that
my
be?
God. Yeah, right? Yeah, they're like, here's an extended stay, USA. Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah.
I don't know. It would be very stressful. I wonder if they'll do another Broadway reality show, a la "You're the One That I Want."
I hope so.
I
I mean,
mean,
I
who's
although I do, you know what would be amazing if they did oh, I can't believe they hadn't thought of this. They should have done a talent search show for the Tracy Turnblad who's going to be in the live Hairspray.
Oh, duh. Good
I mean,
call.
come on, right? Like that's
Well,
like
they
one
could
of the
still do that, couldn't
cards.
they?
Yeah, if they do it real
That's not
quick.
until fall.
Yeah, I think they would probably start rehearsals in like September, I think. September, October.
Oh, they
So
still
they
have
did it
time.
like real fast. Yeah,
Should
that would be
do.
awesome.
What would it be called, though? You Can't Stop the Beat. No, I don't
You
know.
can, I'm sorry, you can stop the beat. You're
She Can
going
Stop the
home.
Beat. Cool.
The beat has stopped.
With a friend of mine out here, we were laughing about the way that they would kick people off. You're the one that I want. You're not the one that we
Not
want.
the what? Hey. I guess you have to think about that when you name a show like that, right? Like,
Know.
you have to be like, hey, what's the name? Can we spin it into, something like that?
Many, many years ago, there was a reality show called The Actress. I'm not making this up, that
Uh-huh.
Faye Dunaway hosted. And they would do scenes. It was an acting competition. And that when she would kick the girls off, she would say, "Don't call us, we'll call you."
Oh no. Oh man.
Ah, so good.
Doing
If
auditions like
you're bored, look up scenes from The Actress. It's worth it.
Actress. All right. I remember the It Factor. Do you remember the It Factor on Bravo?
Oh, sure.
Was
Wait,
on that.
Jeremy Renner was on that.
No way.
Yes, Jeremy Renner was on The It Factor.
That's insane.
Is that crazy?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
I know. I guess he really had it.
I mean, I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. Oh yeah, you're right. I just looked that up because I didn't believe you. I believed you, but I just see it for myself.
And I remember he got like a TV movie about Jeffrey Dahmer, and they were like, "This could be your big break."
Oh, was it?
Yeah, kind of like he got like a crazy agent
Jeez.
out of it, and now
Right, and
he's
Daisy Egan
famous.
was on that too.
Daisy Egan, yep. Broadway's Daisy Egan. It's true. Who, a nice gal. I met her out here in Los Angeles, and now she lives back in New York.
Right,
What a
yeah.
lovely girl. After listening to her, on repeat as a child in
Oh,
the
yeah.
term, that
Secret
must.
Word was that was one I saw. I saw that on Broadway, and then my grandma took me to the TKTS booth for my birthday that same year, and instead of seeing a new show, I saw The Secret Garden again.
Oh my God.
I loved it so
Well,
much. Yeah.
that seems like it's ripe for a revival, right?
Yeah, especially with the concert they just did. And, I mean, that score is one of the most I think one of the most incredible that's ever been written.
It's really beautiful. They should, Patty, we're having so many ideas. I feel like we
Know.
really need somebody
Maybe we
to.
should just quit this podcast and just do like a business plan.
We should. We should just become pretty. We're the new Fran and Barry Weisler.
Fran and
Let's just
Barry.
do it. Patty and Andy.
Pat and Andy.
Pat and Andy, move over Broadway. We're taking
Move
over.
over Broadway. So I feel like on that note, with all of our ideas, we should probably wrap up and go write up a business plan.
Know, we're just
and
here. We are giving the stuff away for free. I
just
mean,
spitballing.
just spitballing here.
Someday we'll work together on something. It's going to be the right thing, and it's going to be awesome. I don't TV, Broadway,
Everything.
something, reality show. We're going to do it. We're going to do
Oh,
it.
we're doing it. We're doing it. We're doing it all. Patty, thank you for having me.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. Please tell our listeners, basically my mom and my husband, where they can find you on social media and whatnot, on your, all those accounts and crap.
Well, I am at Andrew Rannells, two N's, two L's, on Instagram and Twitter. So, yeah, please take a look if you want to see Patty and I just going to a boat ton of shows this spring.
Yeah.
A ton.
Boat ton. Boot Boot Tongue. Yeah. And I am at, you can find me at Patty Murin. It's PattiMurin on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Apparently I'm on Snapchat too, but all I really do is go on every day to see what new filter they've done and take a selfie. And it's really bizarre. I don't know. I don't. Yeah. But,
yeah, that one eludes me, but I'm glad that you're giving it a shot. You can explain it to me next time I see you.
I'll try, but you're going to be like, fall asleep in like 5 seconds. So thank you so much, Andrew. This has been it's been awesome. You're one of my favorites in the world. So thank you for taking the time to help me out with this.
Thank you for having me. This was super fun, and I'm excited to continue to listen to you and see who else you have on.
Woohoo! Thank you all so much for listening. This is literally Patty Murin, the podcast. And now I'm out. Literally. Bye. Like, what? How? I don't know.
Call me later, Patty. Hey, boys,
can the girls talk to you? I don't know. I mean, you know.
I'm back. What happened?
Wait, hold on. Hold on. Don't record this. Hold on.
Typing. Hold on.
Hold typing. Googling. This is not a part of the play.